Matt Whitaker, former U.S. Acting Attorney General.
This is such a great conversation about America, our future, what's going to save our republic.
We have a great football player. Matt Whitaker is here. Matt.
They tried to bury me. They didn't realize I was a C.
It's a touchdown. Whitaker.
Former acting U.S. Attorney General.
Under President Trump.
I'm going to be an unwavering supporter of law enforcement.
Welcome to Liberty and Justice with your host, Matt Whitaker.
Welcome to CPAC Now. I'm your host, Matt Whitaker. I am joined now by a special friend of mine, someone that probably needs no introduction, former cabinet secretary under Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States, Dr. Ben Carson. Doctor, good to be with you.
So good to be with you, Matt.
Yeah, I've been trying to work with your people I love all your people to get you on because I knew we could sit down and talk for, 10 minutes about what you're doing at American Cornerstone Institute.
Absolutely.
I'm holding this brochure in my hand, the Executive Branch for America. It's a project. I participated in it, sat down with now Governor Huckabee,
Sarah Huckabee, yes.
From Arkansas before she became governor. And we talked about what it's like to serve in an executive branch. Why don't you talk about this project?
Well, it's so important that we get people in the executive branch as career employees. Who aren't just headed in a left-wing direction all the time. And 90% of careers are people who live in this area and who share the political views of people who live in this area, which tend to be left-leaning. We need to get more people who have different thought patterns because our government is supposed to be representative of the whole country and not of a single region. But so many people are intimidated and they think that they don't know enough to get involved. So basically what we're doing is providing a primer on the government.
Yep.
And how it works, how the executive branch works, how budgeting works, how the different departments and agencies work, how they interact together, the tricks of the trade, the legal maneuvers, all the things, so that they can hit the ground running on day one, and where it's particularly targeting college students and young staffers and people of that nature. And it doesn't have to be a young staffer, it can be an older person who just decides they want to come in and provide some public service. But they need to know what they're doing, otherwise they will always get outmaneuvered.
Mm-hmm. And the pitfalls associated. I know my conversation, I talked a lot about my experience at the Department of Justice, what it was like to work there, how we managed, and just the as a football player, the blocking and tackling of the executive branch. So it's such a great project. You're doing so many interesting things at the Institute. And I know that we're going to have a discussion later today at a reception that you're putting, but I want to talk about CPAC. We're here in Maryland again. You've attended many CPACs. You just spoke on the main stage. There seems to be a great energy, a great enthusiasm. Talk a little bit about what you're seeing here and your experience.
Well, I think people are starting to wake up and recognize that conservatives have got to get their act together. They can't continue to be like herding cats. I mean, we have to listen to everybody. We have to recognize that we're at a precipice right now. Which way are we going to go? A country that is of, by, and for the people, or of, by, and for the government? That's what this is about. The 24 election is not about Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis or any single person or personality. Now, the left is going to try to make it about a person or a personality, but it is about what is happening to our country.
Yeah.
And who can articulate that? And that's going to, if we can get people to understand that, we will be back on track in no time at all.
Yeah. So I spoke yesterday on the main stage with Tommy Tuberville, Coach Tuberville,
yes.
Senator from Alabama. We had a great discussion focused on wokeism, mm-hmm. and how it's inculcated into our children now at the at the education level. I know this is an issue you care a lot about.
Very much so.
Why don't you talk to me a little bit about what you're seeing and how we get out of this paradigm where the left is just, is to some extent, going to crazy town.
Well, you know, I talk to a lot of people from different countries, and they all have the same question for me. What's happened to you guys? Have you guys lost your minds?
Yeah.
They can't believe it.
And the answer is yes.
Yes, we have, collectively. But I'm hoping it's just a phase.
That's right.
But it's sort of like, you know, when I was in college, and the acid heads and all these things were coming out. This was like new stuff then.
Yeah.
Well, it's had a chance to mature. And those people are now the adults. And in many cases are the college professors and the CEOs. And so they're manifesting the way that they grew up and the kind of thoughts that they had. Now, how do we get out of it? How do we counter it? We look at the effects of those things. And we ask ourselves, are we going in the right direction?
Right.
I think that's one of the things that's inspired this revival at Asbury College and that's spreading to some other colleges and universities now. The kids are smart enough to see that as we remove ourselves from the principles and values that made this into a great country, the pathway is straight down. And do you want to keep going down until you hit rock bottom? Or do you want to make a correction? And I think they've decided that we better go back to some of the values, the Judeo-Christian values that brought us to the pinnacle.
That's so true. And, you know, I think a lot of us believe that we do need a spiritual revival. You know, we need sort of the old school call to faith, right, where people renew and refresh their belief in Jesus Christ as the risen Savior. And I'm always excited. Says, you know, we're in Lent and we're, you know, Easter's coming. I think a lot of us, you know, always look forward to the, you know, the resurrection.
Well, we started in 1963 when we said you can't put the Ten Commandments up in public schools. Well, what exactly is wrong with thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal? And thou shalt not bear false witness, and thou shalt not covet, and honor your father and mother. What's wrong with those things?
And we could link many of those to the United States Code, where they're also prohibited as well legally. So,
And a lot of our codes came from the Bible. Yep. And it came from things that have been in existence for a very long period of time, but also things that make sense. Because you can go to the darkest jungles of Borneo and a place where somebody's never seen a missionary or read a Bible, and they know the difference between right and wrong. A thief will still wait until nighttime when nobody can see him to go steal. I mean, why do they know that? Why do they know that that's wrong? You know, think about it.
Well, that's such a good point. So in the few minutes we have, you have a very busy schedule. You know, you're here at CPAC. I presume that you're going to travel the country, as you always do, talking about these issues that matter to you. As you meet your fellow American citizens, talk to them about what's on their minds. What are you hearing from the rank and file ordinary people that are the backbone of America?
I'm hearing that most of them think logically, and they know that we're in big trouble as a nation. And they can't figure out how in the world we got to this place, because they certainly don't feel any of those things that are going on. They're disgusted about, you know, trying to confuse little children about their gender and some of the other incredible things that are going on. The lack of interest in guarding our borders, letting all this fentanyl come in and kill our people. And they just can't understand, how are we allowing this to happen? But I think they are ready for strong leadership.
Yeah.
And, you know, they say it's always darkest before the dawn. It's pretty dark right now.
It's pretty dark.
And sometimes it has to be very dark before people can see the light.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we've talked and we've talked about how 2018, 2020, 2022 elections, it always felt like the country was at stake.
Right.
I think as we head into 24, there's really a choice about the future direction of this country. Do we continue to lurch left into this radical agenda that has, never worked
that has
throughout
never worked.
Human history?
Right.
Or do we stick with what's tried and true in the conservative message? So, Dr. Ben Carson, I'm so glad you were able to join us here on CPAC Now. I want to encourage people to check out what the American Cornerstone Institute's doing at the Executive Branch for America. It looks like you can go to executivebranchforamerica.org to learn more. And I would encourage you to do that. As always, you're watching CPAC Now. I thank Dr. Carson for joining me, and see you next time.